Hello everyone, this is John from JohnAlford.com on Smart Online Business Strategy.
You're listening to the JohnAlford.com podcast, where he shares smart online business strategies and interviews entrepreneurs with the questions you've been wanting answered. And now, your host, John Alford.
Hello everyone, welcome to the third broadcast of the Smart Online Business Strategy. This is your host, John from JohnAlford.com. And today I'm going to be discussing the Tweet Adder program as a traffic generation strategy. Now, I came across a strategy from Manna Hoffman over at trafficgenerationcafe.com. I thought it was pretty nifty. There was just a lot more to it once you dig in. And it wasn't that she wasn't thorough. She definitely explained it pretty well. But once you start digging in, you learn a little bit about all the little nuances of how this strategy should be put into place to actually work. So the way this works is you start off with Tweet Adder. It's a program that handles a lot of the automation for you in terms of following or unfollowing or following back people on Twitter. And it is a paid program. And you download it to your computer. It links up to your Twitter account. And you can actually set criteria for who you follow, different triggers for profiles for the software to follow for you. You can follow people by the type of tweets that they share in their accounts. You can also set the automation setting to have a set duration between the follows throughout the day. You don't really want to have an aggressive following schedule because it'll get flagged by Twitter, and I also think that they might cap your daily follow limit to 1,000 users that you can follow anyway. So I typically, because this strategy involves having several accounts on Twitter and several accounts loaded into your Tweet Adder program, you can just disperse a larger number of profiles to follow across, you know, 5 or 6 different profiles if you want. 5 is probably the maximum that you need anyway. So what you do is you set up 5 different profiles on Twitter, and I went ahead and did that, and you'll want to have one main Twitter profile that references your main site. So it'll likely already has your name or the pen name that you use, the graphic art that you customize for this Twitter account and so forth. And you want to leave that as your core Tweet Adder account. Then with the other 4 accounts that you'll set up in your Tweet Adder dashboard, each one of those accounts should redirect to your main site. So if your main project is 123domains.com and you have 4 other Twitter profiles, you should purchase one other domain. Like I did it through Namecheap. I use Namecheap.com, and I set up a domain that I use my Twitter profile bio, so when people follow my other 4 accounts, they'll see that domain, they'll click on it, and it just simply redirects to my main site anyway. The main reason why I don't put my main site on all the profiles is it'll just cause confusion as to which one is my main profile anyway. And to be honest, I'm not as conscientious about updating and really using the other profiles outside of my main one on Twitter anyway, so I'd rather not have my main site on all of them. But I did find that there was an uptick in traffic that came back to my site, because what you do is when you load up the different all your different profiles, you bolt this whole strategy together, you load it in the Tweet Adder, you set all the accounts when you open up the program, you set them to go ahead and follow, and you have a direct message that automatically goes out. And some people might think that's spammy or too robotic, or they just get annoyed by seeing those direct messages, and I understand that. But I'm an extreme realist, okay? I look at Twitter as, you know, it's a great place to connect. It's a nice touch point. Some people are masters at using it. I use it to ping other people. I'll talk to other people. But it's really a lot more superficial than it would be if I can grab that traffic, if I grab that individual that I'm contacting on Twitter and bring them back to my site where I actually provide real value. I just can't provide a lot of value in 140 characters, and on top of that, I don't think that way. You know, I talk a lot or I write a lot, so I typically like to bring them back to my site. So the purpose of the direct message that automatically goes out to people that follow you on Twitter is to bring them back to your site. So all 5 of my accounts will be set to follow a couple hundred people a day, and all the people that follow me back will receive a direct message and a link to my site. So the way Anna Hoffman had outlined this strategy is that the direct message that you send out to everybody has a link and sort of a baiting sort of line. Basically, what you do is you create a post on your website that invites people to share a little bit about their journey or their story or their business in the comment section of that post. So I went ahead and did that, and I launched that post, and so that anybody that sees the direct message, clicks on the link, will go to that page, and they're invited to share a little bit about, you know, their business and their story in the comment section. So it gives them an area to promote themselves. It's kind of like an ethical bribe for clicking the link and following it to my site. So I thought it was a pretty nifty strategy. I haven't had the returns that I thought I would on it, and I think the areas that I identified where I'm lacking in the strategy and where Anna's probably doing a lot better is I haven't really tweaked the other four profiles. So I don't mind that I didn't, because it's still early on. I'm about 2 or 3 weeks into this strategy, and I didn't tweak them. They aren't highly customized. The background Twitter graphic is out of the, you know, cookie cutter templates that they provide you on Twitter. And my bio, it's slightly, the profile bios are slightly personalized, but they're nothing mind-blowing. I did change the art, so the art is something different. It isn't just a non-image or anything, but it also isn't my face. So I think that for the four profiles that I set up that don't show my face and don't show a lot of customization, I think it kind of raises a flag for people when they see that that's the account that's following them. And although I populated the accounts with a few tweets, I don't think it really was enough to convince people that it's an account that would bring any value. So while I did find there was an uptick in the incoming Twitter traffic from looking in my Google Analytics, I didn't find that it was anything mind-blowing yet, and I think mainly because I don't really look at too many direct messages that are just kind of auto-regurgitated from people's Twitter accounts, so that's probably playing against me anyway. It's just that the accounts that this message is coming from and the accounts that these people are being followed from, they need more of a personal touch. So in implementing the strategy, I did find that the traffic that was coming from Twitter was at least sticking around on the site. You know, there was still a higher bounce rate than I would have liked, hanging around the 68% mark, but the pages per visit were still over 2, and people were spending close to 4 minutes on the site anyway. So that wasn't too bad, but the numbers just weren't really there. And I know that it's just because when you're employing a strategy like this, I mean, even though it's just Twitter, and there have been studies such as the one that you can find on the Harvard Business Review blog, you'll find in, I think it was June 2009. It's really one of the only studies I looked at, admittedly here. So, but they look at a sample of 300,000 plus Twitter users, and some of the findings were pretty interesting. Women are 44% more likely to follow another woman, as to 56% likely to follow a man. Man following woman is 35%, while a man's more likely to follow another man at 65%. And another interesting point was that, you know, and again, these are just kind of broad numbers, and you may know people that tweet 500 times a day and have 5,000 followers, but when you smooth all this out, some of the things that they found in the Harvard Business Review was among Twitter users, it says here the median number of lifetime tweets per user is 1. And this translates into over half of Twitter users tweeting less than once every 74 days. So, and then it, also on this in this study, it has a table here where it shows that 25% of users have no tweets, all the way up to 75% of the users have an average of maybe 4 or 0.11 tweets per day over the lifetime of their account. So when you're looking at a service that you have a large majority of people really not getting it or not really using it to its fullest potential, or going on and then sending out 1, 2, 3, or 4 tweets and then a month later really abandoning their profile, it just gives you a small window of opportunity to connect with those people. And that's why I liked the Anna strategy, was because it looks at it from a realistic perspective. Are you going to really mine through, you know, thousands of Twitter profiles to find ones that you think are like-minded people so that you'll follow them, they'll follow you back, and then you may not get any, you know, neither of you will benefit simply because that person may not be an avid Twitter user. So I liked it because it takes it for what it is. It's a microblogging platform. It is an opportunity to to engage with other people, but you can drive them to where you deliver real value, which is your website, and that's what Anna did. So using TweetAdder as a traffic generation strategy is great. The caveats being that you'll want to set up your one main profile, being your pen name, your main name, referencing your main site, highly customized, let them know it's you, it's your face on the profile, and so forth. Your other four should have profiles or bios that you really pay attention to. You customize, you take the time into giving a specific value to each profile that's kind of a subset of your industry. Each one of your other profiles can be a segment of the whatever the umbrella you're under in terms of topics. And they should all point to or all have a link in their profile that is a domain that you have registered or own that you then just redirect to your main website, again, so that you don't confuse people as to which one is the main profile that you use on Twitter. And I would take time in using those profiles, reaching out to people through them. So it isn't so much a set it and forget it type thing through TweetAdder or Hootsuite or whatever you use to send out your tweets. It really should be that you go in there into those accounts and you actively engage when and where possible. And you go in and call back some of the bots or the spammy marketers that you don't really want on the account. So it isn't so much a push button traffic. It is something you're going to have to try at, and you are going to have to pay attention to actually going out there and using the profile, because what I was finding was on my main account, the one that I'm most active in, and you know, I kind of cringe when I say my real account, but it is my main account. That account is, when I follow, I can gain a follow back percentage anywhere from, you know, depending on what day of the week and what time of the day that I'm doing the following, it could be anywhere from 20 to 50% of the people that I follow me back. Whereas the other profiles, my secondary profiles, those were seeing abysmal rates initially at, you know, 5 or 10% maybe of the people I was following were following back, and even fewer. And I think that had to do a little bit with the targeting, the type of people I was trying to follow, and again, the other factors I mentioned where the account profiles really haven't been that developed, so I have to add a little bit more, I have to add more personality to them. So that's it for the TweetAdder strategy. I do think it's a good strategy. It's something worth implementing if you don't cringe at the thought of setting up multiple profiles and redirecting a few to your main site. But it's something that uses Twitter as a place to connect with new people, but also a way to generate more traffic to your website. So that's it for today. Thank you for listening in. This is John from johnalford.com.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Online Business Strategy Podcast from johnalford.com.